Joining us now is Sayward Farr, who's the host of Morning Edition at WRKF in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to talk about a very important trial that gets underway today. A federal judge has allowed a lawsuit to proceed in New Orleans today. It's a trial about Hurricane Katrina, but it's actually much, much bigger than that. Sayward Farr, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the significance of this trial. Basically, the judge has allowed plaintiffs to sue the Army Corps of Engineers about a project called the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet. It's a shipping channel that was supposed to help, but in fact, they say, caused the devastation in St. Bernard Parish and the lower Ninth Ward. What's the issue at stake here? And explain what Mr. Go is all about.
Mr. Go is about a 75-mile-long shipping channel. It was intended to be a shortcut for deep-sea vessels to get from the Gulf of Mexico to the port of New Orleans.
The
issue is really that it's a shipping channel. That's why this case has been able to proceed. The Corps is supposed to have immunity for environmental cases, but this lawsuit is saying that because this is a shipping channel, it is allowed to proceed. The Corps is not immune, and the issue is whether or not they maintained it well enough to prevent flooding.
So the idea is that because this shipping channel was there, and they say not appropriately maintained, it actually amplified the effects of Katrina way beyond a simple disaster, and so therefore the Army Corps is not immune from lawsuits.
That's what the plaintiffs are saying. The Corps is, of course, disagreeing with that.
Right.
And you know, the judge is kind of taking a risk with this one. The Department of Justice has tried three different times to have this case thrown out. Three of those attempts were successful. The fourth one, this case with Mr. Go, has not been successful, and it's going to court.
What's at stake here in terms of damages? And I gather this trial is going to be battle of the expert witnesses on the part of the government and the plaintiffs, right?
That's the idea. We're talking about getting into some very fine technical legal definitions, and it will come down to expert witnesses is largely what we're talking about. And the damages that come out of this case are really going to determine what happens in the future with the literally hundreds of thousands of other cases that are similar that are waiting for the outcome of this one to see if they'll proceed or not.
And it's in the billions, right?
The number I keep seeing thrown around is $100 billion ultimately could be possible.
Wow.
We're talking the largest settlement in U.S. history.
Now, is this going to be in front of a jury that's going to have to sort out all this expert testimony, or will this be a judge who determines so whether the expert testimony on the part of the government defeats that of the plaintiffs or vice versa?
This is a judge trial. This is a U.S. District Court judge trial. There's no jury.
Now, that would tend to favor, I would think, the plaintiffs in this case, or what do you think?
It's kind of hard to say. Again, this is kind of new legal territory. This is the first time the Corps has been able to be, has been subject to lawsuit. There's been some controversy, particularly with one expert witness who is now not going to be called as an expert witness. This is Professor Ivor Van Heerden. He was recently fired by LSU, and he's claiming it's an attempt by the university to discredit his testimony in court as an expert witness.
He's a good friend of public radio's Harry Shear, who's been all over his radio show talking about what this actually means. It's really a field day for the conspiracy theorists, the fact that he's not going to testify, right?
That and, you know, there's a big cry in the academic community also because they're saying this is a gross violation of academic freedom on the part of the university. And that's, of course, a whole nother legal case if he decides to take that to court. But whether or not his dismissal has an impact on his expert testimony in court, that's kind of been decided because he's now only going to be called as a fact witness if he's called at all. His dismissal is still subject to the judge's discretion,
right?
And whether or not it's effective.
We should remind people that witness, his account favors the plaintiffs in this particular case. So Sayward Farr, what's the sort of community reaction to this trial? Is it being watched really, really closely, or is it something just for the hydrologist journals?
No, people are watching. This is getting lots of attention, and people are really eager to see what happens with this. This is kind of the first big suit that's come out of Katrina, and it's certainly, like I said, there are literally hundreds of thousands of similar cases waiting to see what happens with this one as to whether or not those other cases will proceed. So there's public interest here.
Any guess on the length of this trial before we go?
4 weeks at most. Four weeks is what they're projecting. May 15th is when the plaintiff's briefs are due.
So, well, there'll be plenty of opportunity to check back with you, and we may know by the heat of the summer exactly, what the outcome will be. And that, of course, is the beginning of hurricane season. Sayward Farr, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Sayward Farr is the host of Morning Edition at WRKF, our partner, public radio partner in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 89.3. Thanks so much. And now Femi Okeh has the headlines.
Thanks very much, John. Just coming up to 21 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning.